from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There goes Triolo. Oh. This pitch is launched into orbit here in Houston, and it's just shy of the train tracks. A soaring home run for Michael A. Taylor. He's homered for the second straight game here in Houston, and the Pirates leading the Astros 5-1.
Pirates a strike away with two on and two out, a 2-2 pitch. Backed up the slider right on the inner edge. Strike three call, and Altuve caught looking with two on, and Hunter Stratton perseveres. He ends the ball game, and the Bucks have won three in a row.
We were able to address several goals that we had coming into the deadline. Most importantly, was to improve our 2024 team, to recognize and honor the incredible hard work and toughness that our player group, our staff, is showing, and the effort they're putting in every day, and we want to support that and give this team in 2024 every chance to keep playing good baseball, keep winning.
Well, at least Ben Charrington's excited.
Yeah, you could hear it.
You could hear it in his voice. An effervescent, a jacked up Ben Charrington who did help the 2024 club over the course of the last 2 days. Gets a much-needed left-handed reliever who was the setup man in Colorado. Goes out and gets the most super of super utility men from the Tampa Bay Rays, and gets a bopper, a man with 18 home runs in Brian De La Cruz. And I think it's inarguable that this version of the Pittsburgh Pirates that we'll see tonight is better than the one we saw yesterday. And for all the hand-wringing, all the criticism, myself absolutely included in this, of Ben Charrington, he did a good job, I think, over the course of the last few days. How do you feel today, Pirates fans? 412-928-9370. Doran, how do you feel today?
I feel pretty good, and I you know, purposely didn't tweet throughout the whole process of yesterday because I wanted to wait up until the last minute. And there's a lot of people, obviously, you know, tweeting things and saying that the Pirates aren't going to make moves and people making moves around them. I get it, and you know, I was getting antsy as well, but Ben Charrington did say that, you know, he was waiting for the right move, and so did Shelton. We're waiting for the right move, for the right component to our team. And I do think that for what was out there and what they had to give up financially, I think all of this made sense. They needed these two positions, especially, you know, Kiner Falefa at second base for now, and then he can move around and just be the if you can get a guy like that and the production never drops off, it is probably one of the most secretly hidden gems that you could have, I think, even on any sports team. If you could have a guy that could play multiple positions but the production doesn't drop,
yes,
it is such a weapon. And you've seen that with guys like Triolo. You've seen that with guys like even Josh Harrison at times, and guys like you know, even Connor Joe. But this guy is one of the best of doing that, being a utility player. So now, like, whenever you know Nick Gonzalez does comes back, and I don't want to get too long-winded here, when Nick Gonzalez does come back, he can move and play other positions,
yes,
and you feel pretty good about it. And obviously, De La Cruz, I was a big fan of him initially, and I thought that they were going to pair him with Jazz Chisholm, and maybe that was on the table. I know that, and we know that the Pirates were in on Jazz Chisholm, and obviously Jazz Chisholm, you know, I mean, he has had like
turned into Mickey freaking
eight
Mantle.
Home runs in two games. But I'm very, very satisfied. Very satisfied. You filled positions of need, and it's not world beaters, but it's going to help this ball club.
I think that's really well said. I don't want to sit here and say that Ben Cherington was flawless, that he totally hit it out of the park. But he made the team better. He did not give up any significant futures. And this is a baseball team that needed to be legitimized. They got by for a long while on pitching. Obviously, the starting rotation, the bullpens come together. But then on guts and guile, and on mixing and matching, and on recently really good managerial decisions, yep, by Derek Shelton. But this is a baseball team that's guts, man. That's got balls, stones, that finds a way to win a bunch of one-score games, that grinds through at-bats, that doesn't ever wave the white flag. And that can only take you so far. It can only take you so far. I don't think this team, as previously constructed, was going to make the postseason. I'm not sure this one makes the postseason, but I feel like it's legitimized. When you consider what this Pirates lineup can be in a couple of days,
mm-hmm,
because apparently Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is on IL, probably going to come back Friday, something like that. So in a couple of days, your lineup can look like this. Andrew McCutchen lead digs off, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, De La Cruz, Rowdy Tellez, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, and then
Joey Bart.
And then the bottom of your lineup, Michael A. Taylor all of a sudden coming on like gangbusters. I don't mind him in center field every day because he plays elite defense when you've added two more professional two more professional hitters.
Mm-hmm.
And then, okay, at the tail end of your lineup, you're looking at Key Brian Hayes.
Mm-hmm.
But when you lengthen that lineup, you feel better about players like Hayes, who's glove first, and like Taylor, who's glove first. You don't feel like they're luxuries anymore. You just feel like they fit, especially if Michael A. Taylor's going to hit the way he has the last couple of days or be a reasonable facsimile of what he was last year. That is a lineup that isn't a top 15, top 20 lineup, probably in all of Major League Baseball, but can it get you four runs more often than not? Because if it does, the Pirates' record when they've scored four or more runs is like 30 games over 500. We didn't need this team to be totally transformed. We just needed the lineup to be lengthened, and the lineup has been lengthened. And I don't think that De La Cruz is a great player. I know that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is not a great player, but they're both good players.
Yeah.
And they are significant upgrades for this team.
Yeah.
And consider then when you do get Nick Gonzalez back, to your point, Doran, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, he could play everywhere.
Yeah.
He could play outfield.
Yep.
He could play infield. He came up into the big leagues as a catcher, not saying you would use him there, but you understand the versatility. The question is, can they make the playoffs now? 412-928-9370. And what grade do we give Ben Cherington at 412-928-9370 for the moves that he made?
Well, I'll answer the second part first. I give him a B+. You filled positions of need. You didn't give up crazy amount of either prospects or even take on money. You offset some of the money that you were actually going to spend on players. So I give him a B+ for that. And can they make the playoffs? Sure. Why not? I mean, whenever I watched the game last night, I fell asleep towards the end, but Bailey Falter hasn't pitched in a month, and he comes back and he does pretty good. Like, and that's your fourth guy?
Mm-hmm. Maybe fifth.
No, yeah, that's your fifth.
With the way Ortiz is pitched, he's probably your fifth.
Why not?
Yep.
Why not?
And it's not just, for the longest time, it was the rotation. And it's still the rotation. The bullpen's great. It's just a great bullpen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there now. Mm-hmm. I thought that it would be a strength coming into the season. That's like the one thing I got right because I was not feeling good about Bailey Falter.
Right.
I thought they'd score runs coming in. Guys like Wainer, guys like Walk, guys like Neil Walker thought they might have five guys who could hit 20-plus home runs. We all sort of thought this would be a good offense, or at least an above-average offense. It hasn't been. But I think the conventional wisdom told us this bullpen with Chapman, with Bednar, with Holderman, with Majinski, we thought Borecki would be part of it. We thought it could be a great bullpen. What a shrewd move to get Dennis Santana in here, who has been lights out.
Out.
He's got 20-plus strikeouts in 13 innings this month. Hadn't given up a run. Two strikeouts, an inning and two-thirds yesterday when they needed length. Kyle Nicholas has been good. Hunter Stratton comes in and gets two strikeouts in the ninth inning. And then you add a lefty from Colorado who was their setup, man. I don't think that's a great role for him, but you look at his numbers against lefties. Point being, this is a pitching staff, not just a rotation, a pitching staff that is good. And if the lineup can just be serviceable, frick yeah, they can make the playoffs. They're two games out and the lineup's been junk all year.
I have reverted back and kind of just kind of put collected all my thoughts of the baseball heads that we have on our show and the former players. And Neil Walker, John Wainer, Jordy Mercer. And maybe missing one in there, but I'm pretty sure that that's all three. And they've had a consensus of questions that I've remembered asking them and asking in different ways, but asking the same question. How do you win in Major League Baseball? How do you become consistent in Major League Baseball? And how do you make the playoffs in Major League Baseball? Because, you know, I mean, Jordy and Neil have experienced that. They said one thing, all of them, pitching. Pitching. Like, if you have good pitching, you will always have a chance.
Yes.
It's like the NFL. If you have a pretty good quarterback, you will always have a chance. If you have good pitching, you will have a chance regardless. What do the Pirates have?
Great pitching.
So that just sits here and tells me, I sit here and I think about it, like, can they make the playoffs? Yeah, why not? That's what they have. And now that you've added to the lineup, you got a little bit more legitimized, a little bit more. I mean, you didn't need, like you said, to be much more legitimized. Heck yeah. I'm with it. I mean, look at the streaks that they've gone on. Look at the streaks that they've almost eliminated, like the losing streaks. As we talked in the beginning of the season, in order for them to get in the playoffs, in order for them to be legit, they had to eliminate those 9 games, those 8 games, those long losing streaks. Had they had any of those this year?
Doran, they haven't lost 3 games in a row in months.
Right.
In months. I was just going to bring that up, sort of to put an exclamation point on your point. The last time that your battling Buccos lost 3 consecutive games, oh, no, does this not line up perfectly, was May 7th through the 10th. You know what happened on May 11th?
Yes, I do.
Nick Gonzalez and that guy named Paul Skeens came up. So since this team really took shape with the best pitcher in baseball, they have not lost 3 consecutive games. Because even though they have been one of the worst teams by OPS, by runs scored in all of Major League Baseball, you're always as good as your next day's starting pitcher. The oldest adage in the book for Major League Baseball. Paul Skeens is a stopper. Mitch Keller is a stopper. Jared Jones, going to give you a chance. Bailey Falter, going to give you a chance. Luis Ortiz has given you more than a chance. Marco Gonzalez has been very good for them. Every day, you feel like you're at least in the ball game because of this pitching staff. And now, I think you have a lineup that can get you to a place where you can score 4 runs with more regularity. Of course they have a chance. And they hadn't won 3 games in a row for a long time. Well, now they're on a 3-game winning streak. And they have gone now 15 and 18 in July. 13 and 5 since July 8th. This baseball team is hot, and now this baseball team has been legitimized. So what grade do you give Ben Cherington, Pittsburgh? 412-928-9370. How much do these additions help the team? 412-928-9370. And gasp. Can they make the playoffs? 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on the phone lines, also via the text, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection. We'll continue to knock those topics around when we come back. We're also going to let you hear more from Ben Cherington, his thoughts on Brian De La Cruz and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa when we come back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Still relatively young corner outfielder with power, who's produced in a tough, not an easy place to hit in Miami, a bigger ballpark. He has real physical ability, big power, solid defender in the corners.
Ben Cherington, Pirates GM, talking about one of the latest additions, Brian De La Cruz, coming over from the Miami Marlins, who's got 18 ding-dongs this year. And he is built like a brick you-know-what house. And this is actually not the best season that Brian De La Cruz has had. In terms of power, it is, because he's hit 18 home runs already. His career high was 19 last year with Miami. But in terms of OPS, this is actually the lowest of his career at 707. So he comes in and is an immediate upgrade, has as much power as anybody on the team, at least in terms of the homers he's hit so far. And maybe you can actually expect a little bit better out of him. I asked the grade for you for Cherington, and you said B+. And that's mine as well. Like, he didn't go out and get a superstar, but he addressed positions of need with players that were clear upgrades. If I am just looking at the Brian De La Cruz move, A-?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that he's a good defensive outfielder. I know that's what Charrington just said, but I don't really care. You needed a bat. You needed an outfielder. And you got one that not only helps you now, you got him for the next three years.
That's a big thing for him, too.
Yes.
Like, you have him. Like,
that's why I give the grade as high as I do on that one, and would be a little bit lower on the Isaiah Kiner-Falefa deal because you only got him for one more year. But this is a player who I think still has room to grow in Brian De La Cruz, and now when you attack this offseason, that's a hole that you've filled now for the next few years.
Yes, great point. Great point. That's definitely a hole that you fill, and he's been productive. Like, I mean, I know, like we keep saying, he's not a world beater, but it's a position of need. He can add power, and he's around. Like, that's kind of what I was looking at. What message are you telling us? Are you telling us that you're going for it now by a rental and saying, okay, like, make us happy because you feel like this year could be the year? Or are you saying that we feel like this year is the year as well as adding for the future as alongside of that to be a part of multiple years of being the year? And that's kind of it. Not at a high level what I took from this trade, but what I'm sensing is that they want to keep adding for the years to come alongside of being in it this year.
Yeah, you've added two AAA bats, and you gave up pitching from your farm system to do that. And those are guys who could be knocking on the door next year.
Mm-hmm.
An outfielder with an OPS around 840 in AAA. And then Nick York, the second baseman slash outfielder, who was a first-round pick, who immediately comes in and is a top five prospect for you. Those are two guys that could be helping you as soon as September.
Yeah.
But might be penciled in as part of your lineup next year, and you dealt from a position of strength. The more we talk about it, the more I like, actually, what Ben Charrington did. And nobody really gave up massive, massive prospects. We saw some big hauls.
Yeah.
But no top 100 prospects were given up, according to Baseball America, according to MLB Pipeline. So we didn't really see massive stars, at least hitters, traded. The Pirates did reasonably well then, when you consider that. Would I still have liked Jazz Chisholm? Maybe not, because I always would have screwed his name up. Would I have liked Jazz Chisholm in addition to Brian De La Cruz? Oh, yeah.
Yes.
But I'm happy with what they got. Because what I said yesterday, right as we ended the show, they got Yandy Diaz and they got Kevin Pillar. I was going to be happy. Well, Eli De La Cruz gives you power that you didn't otherwise have.
Brian.
I did that with Callis before the show, and I knew I was going to do it. Yeah.
Yep.
Dylan Cruz,
yep.
Mm-hmm. Son of a...
Terry Cruz.
Oh! Great actor.
Yeah.
He's still with us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Can't take out Terry Cruz. You ever seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine?
No.
He's not in it. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. I knew I was going to do that. But you added legitimate pop, and then Kevin Pillar's not a good player, but he would have been an upgrade? Well, I want to make sure I get this. This is the hardest name. I want to get this one right. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's better than...
Falefa.
Son of a... He's
you
better...
You have been saying it like that for a little bit.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah.
He's better than what you would have gotten with Kevin Pillar, in that he's position versatile. You have him this year and next year, and my man's hitting 292. So my expectations dropped the closer and closer and closer we got to the deadline, up until 10 a.m. yesterday, where I was saying, Kevin Pillar, Yandy Diaz, I'll be happy. I'm happy with the two guys they got. Diaz is what you were going to say. Why don't you guys just bleep off? Okay. I don't know. If you listen
Yandy.
To the... What?
Yandy Diaz.
If you listen to this show religiously, and people do because our ratings are through the roof, you know that I have said for a long time that only Ron Cook butchered more names than I do. I don't know that if he were still here that I wouldn't be in first place.
You'd be in first place.
It is death, taxes, Crowley getting dudes' names wrong.
Yes, and there's multiple times, and most of the times we just let it ride.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Callis and I will give a little glance at each other. But
oh, you guys have the nonverbal communication
going?
Oh,
yeah, it's like a little game.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Now, Brian De La Cruz is expected to join the club and be in the lineup tonight. And IKF is what I will call him, is expected probably to join the team on Friday. He had a couple of AAA rehab assignment games as he works himself back from injury. But when both guys are here and available to you, here's the lineup. I know we went over it at first in the first segment. I started to write it down now. That really helps me out when you write things down. McCutchen, DH. Reynolds, left field. O'Neill, Cruz at shortstop. De La Cruz, for the time being, second base. Rowdy Tellez at first base.
De La Cruz at second base?
I meant IK. F. What is happening to me? Right field for De La Cruz. Tellez at first. I think you probably go IKF at second. Probably batting sixth for you, right? And then you're looking at Joey Bart. And then your two not-so-great hitters at the bottom of the lineup in Key Brian Hayes and Michael A. Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
I think you can win a lot of baseball games with that lineup because your pitching staff is so good.
Yes.
The bar, I don't think we set all that high. How many times have we talked about it? If they could just be an average to slightly below average lineup with this staff, they should be able to win games.
And with the landscape of around them, the teams around them too.
Right.
Yes.
These are, and a lot of these teams improved. There's no question about that, but all flawed. And the Pirates are still flawed. There's no doubt. But with this pitching staff, if you can find a way to score four runs four or five times a week, they've already shown they don't go and pronounce losing streaks. If you can string together some good offensive performances and get hot, and they've been hot 15-8 in July, that's how you make the playoffs. Like, you got to win 10 out of 12 at some point in August or September. Like, you got to go on one of those streaks. You weren't going to do it with a lineup the way that it was constructed before. Banner segment from me there. Very good stuff.
Bengren.
We got some calls on the line at 412-928-9370. What grade do you give Ben Cherington for what he did at this trade deadline? Do you believe in the Pirates? Do you think they can make the playoffs? 412-928-9370. And don't be a statistic. Get your heart checked by the experts at UPMC. One person dies every 33 seconds from a heart-related issue. Get your heart checked at UPMC.
I think Nick's injury is one piece of it, but I think more importantly, this is a guy who, he's a premium defender at multiple spots on the field. He's been a good offensive producer. Certainly this year, he's been a really good offensive producer. Exceptional reputation as a teammate, winning player, can play all over the field. And, this is a player we think can help us the rest of the way this year and certainly next year also. So, just trying to deepen that position player group as much as we possibly can here for the final 2 months, but also into next year.
Ben Cherington, Pirates GM on IKF, who, if you pay attention to things like the WAR statistic, wins above replacement, IKF comes in and is tied for best on the team with Brian Reynolds at 3.1, which just tells you how good he's been with the stick this year because he's a really good defensive player, has won a gold glove, and bounces around to a bunch of different positions. As we continue to grade what Cherington did, one thing that can't be lost on anybody is not just the additions, but who they will ultimately replace. Like, no offense to these guys, but Connor Joe, how many times has he been penciled in third or fourth in the lineup?
Right, great in the meat, yep.
Oh!
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. And so now instead of Connor Joe, who had a really hot start to the year, instead of that guy and his seven homers and 31 ribbies, you add a Brian De La Cruz, who last year had 78 RBIs, which hasn't been done around here in a long time, who's got 18 homers, which would be tied for the team lead with Brian Reynolds, and one more than O'Neill Cruz, who is coming into his own. Not only does it lengthen the lineup, but now you can utilize the Connor Joes of the world, the Josh Palacioses of the world, the Jared Triolos of the world as the bottom of the roster, defensive replacements, pinch hitter guys that they actually are.
Right. You're not forcing anybody in positions that they can't handle. anymore. I mean, even with Triolo, and you know, I was on record saying that I think thought he would be the MVP of the team this year whenever they put him at second base to start the season. He is a utility guy, and maybe he finds something in his game going back to being that type of guy. Now, he's not going to be number one. Connor Joe's not going to be number one because, you know, IKF is the guy. But to have those guys fill in, that's what I was talking about in the first segment of the production not dropping. I mean, those guys aren't everyday mainstays. Those guys are here and there. And we'll see how they respond to being here and there again, which is their natural form of playing baseball.
Yes. Yes. Guys who, when they play a lot, get exposed.
Right.
But when they don't play a ton, you're like, oh, okay, that guy can be a useful player.
Yeah, they can help you.
Yes. I think IKF is better than what they thought Triolo would give them coming into the year, but a version of Triolo that they were hoping for. And Triolo still, he plays elite-level defense, but has had nothing with the bat. IKF comes in, and this is his best statistical season offensively, and it's not close. But he comes in with an OPS plus of 115, which means he's a 15% better than league average hitter, with an OPS of 758, plays elite defense at a bunch of different positions. He would be the fourth best OPS guy on the Pirates. So while you look at these moves and you go, oh, they're not sexy. It's not Brent Rooker. It's not Luis Robert. It's not Yandy Diaz, the guy who won the batting title last year. These dudes come in and in their own way are like the fourth and fifth, maybe better than that, best hitters on this team, which is a big deal. 412-928-9370. Let's go to Chris in Swissvale first up today. Hi, Chris.
Hey, good morning, guys. I got to get this off my chest. My dogs are giving me side eye because I'm supposed to be having my coffee and walking them, but I got to get this off my chest. I give Charrington an A and think he should be sainted into baseball sainthood because being the general manager of the Pittsburgh Pirates, just as sure as being the head coach of the Steelers is the greatest job in the NFL, it's the worst job in professional baseball. Now, I've listened to your station for the last 3 days nonstop just to see the reaction to how this was going to go down. I mean, does everybody think that Charrington hasn't noticed that his pitching staff is good or that Skaines can throw a no-no every time he steps on the bump? I mean, he's not a moron. You can't let Bob Nutting rub off on your idea of what Charrington is. Charrington's a pretty smart guy.
I understand exactly what you're saying, Chris. I think...
And wait, let me finish. Go take... I think after last night's game, the Astros are the same record, 53-52. Go compare every other team in the league with the same record as the Pirates and match up their payrolls, and then let's talk about what Ben Charrington is and isn't.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. I mean, one of the reasons why he had to go out and get an IKF and go out and get a Brian De La Cruz is because some of these other guys haven't worked out. Like, we can't comb over that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Henry Davis was supposed to be a mainstay this year. He was drafted 1-1 by Ben Charrington. He has not come close to living up to that. Michael A. Taylor hit 21 homers last year, and he's been mostly awful this season for them. Oliveras had to get sent down to AAA, and he's a guy who was similar to Brian De La Cruz last season, and he has not hit that way this year. So one of the reasons why Ben Charrington had to go and have an A deadline, according to that caller, a B-plus deadline, according to us, is because some of the other things that Ben Charrington did not work. And I would also like to say this. Part of the reason why we were critical, at least for me, I'll only speak for myself, one of the reasons why I was critical of Ben Charrington is because the way he's talking about internal improvement, and because he's only been a buyer at the deadline one time in his career.
Yeah.
One time. He finished last a lot in Boston, also won a World Series, and he's finished last or in fourth place a lot here. So the track record for Ben Charrington is like 9 not-so-great seasons and 1 peak-of-the-mountain season. But we didn't have a lot to go off with this guy.
Yeah.
In terms of being a buyer. But anybody who wants to call up at 412-928-9370 and say, hey, you guys need to eat crow today, okay, fine. Fine. Ben Charrington did a good job, and we have been critical. But I do think we allowed ourselves enough playroom yesterday, Doran, where we're critical, but you got to wait until 6 o'clock.
For sure.
And he got stuff done by 6 o'clock. There's another reason I feel pretty good about this deadline experience for Ben Charrington. And I want to run it by you guys coming up next. We'll do that. We've got great guests today. Ray Fittipaldo at 8. John Wehner, 8:35, Doug Whaley from 9 o'clock until 10, because we still have a lot of Steelers to react to from yesterday, the first day in pads. 93.7 The Fan is your station for complete training camp coverage, presented by Smale Kia and brought to you by Guardian Caps and Armstrong Business Solutions. Give us a ring on that fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Are you bucking believing? Do you think this team can play in Bucktober? 412-928-9370. Got some calls lined up. We'll get to you coming up at 7 o'clock. The 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. I'd like to apologize, Doran, to you and Callis,
okay,
very early here in the proceedings. I am on my fourth cup of coffee, and lately I've only been having two over the course of the show. It's been four in the first hour or so.
Wow.
So I am vibrating internally right now.
That's all right.
I feel weird.
It's okay.
Is that why you went to the bathroom 10 minutes before we started the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, I've already peed four times. A lot of caffeine coursing through my veins.
Are you focused, though? Does it help you focus?
Well, it doesn't help me pronounce any names correctly.
Well, that's always been a thing. So I wouldn't blame it on the coffee.
I want to practice. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa.
Okay.
Okay. Well, all right.
It was close. You weren't confident there. You're like, Falefa.
It's like a speed bump, man. Brian De La Cruz.
Yes.
And Jordan Beeks.
Yes.
Oh, Jalen.
Son of a...
Yes.
Wrong. Have you watched any of his highlights?
I have not.
So first of all, this is a guy that has worn the number 69. So you know he's going to be a good clubhouse guy. He's going to keep it light. And we're going to miss that with Martin Perez. Who's going to dump the Gatorade on people?
Right.
Oh, my God. You know who had a great day then is Hannah Mears.
Right.
She'd have to pack a raincoat for every broadcast anymore.
What is in that Gatorade? It's like sunflowers. It's everything, right?
It's a little much for me. It's a little much. You should just do the Gatorade, but yeah. He probably sits there on days where he doesn't pitch, and he's just picking up seeds off the ground.
Yeah, like he's a scientist.
You wonder if there's any, like, tobacco spit in
there.
That's
what I'm thinking. Like,
God, if you really want to mess with a dude, like Michael A. Taylor, you're finally hitting home runs. Let's douse you in tobacco spit.
Tobacco.
My God. Here's a reason why I feel pretty doggone good about the job that Ben Cherington did is... We would have loved Luis Robert. We would have loved Rooker. We would have loved Yandy Diaz. Three of the bigger names, Diaz, Yandy, son of a... None of those guys moved.
Mm-mm.
And it seems like Chicago, if they're going to move Robert, they'll do it in the offseason. But they might want to build around him. It really seems like, from everything that's put out there, that the A's want to build around Rooker.
Yes. Yes.
So I don't know that even if they wanted to move him, if you could have offered anything that they would have budged on. And so that makes me feel better. Like, there wasn't a price that you could have come with, apart from totally selling the farm, that would have got those two guys in particular. And then the Diaz-Diaz deal, it never transpired with the Yankees and Astros being involved. And we know that the Yankees and Astros like to give up prospects. So I actually can exhale a little bit.
I honestly think with Rooker, it's like, okay, where do we put him? Like, they probably internally didn't believe that he could play in the outfield, and they're like, we need outfield help. We need somebody that actually can play defense.
Yeah.
Alongside of bringing the bat. So Rooker, I think, was, you know, that was a long uphill battle because it's like, we have a DH.
It's an awkward Kutch thing, right?
It's an awkward Kutch thing. And then with Luis Robert, it was the money. It's financial. Like, do we really want to give up, and probably never willing to give up that much money to pay a guy that hasn't been great this year but could be a part of our process? Like, it just didn't make sense there. And then Diaz, the same thing. It's like, where do we put him? Like, we have Cabrian Hayes. We have Tellez. Like, do we platoon a guy that, you know, just for a bat?
Right.
I don't think it really made sense to them for those three guys.
Yeah. And those deals are easier to make. Not that they're ever easy, but easier to make in the offseason. We didn't see any big-time prospects go. None of the top 100 prospects in Baseball America's rankings were traded. And we didn't see the big, big hitter names traded. Now, maybe the A's can be blown away in the offseason. Maybe the White Sox can be blown away in the offseason. And I would circle back on both of those guys if I'm the Pirates around hot stove time. But it's easier to get the kind of moves that they made done at this time of year. And so I can't complain. You and I have given it a B+ for what Ben Charrington did at the deadline. And now we want to hear from you at 412-928-9370. I am really happy for Pirates fans today. These might not be knock your socks off kind of moves, but they are moves that signify that this team believes that they can contend this year. These are buyer moves. And there was some future stuff done by Ben Charrington, but he has said basically through his moves that he has faith in this year's baseball team. How does that make you feel, Pirates fans? Are you believing? Does that make you feel scared? I'm a little scared, Doran. I am. Like, it would have been easy if they sold to just be like, okay, I got one toe in the water. If they wind up being a contender, okay, but I'm not going to full-on believe. I'm starting to really believe. And that's a scary place for Pirates fans. So we want to hear from you. We got Beadley. We got Rob on the line at 412-928-9370.
It's actually Bradley. I misspelled it. Beadley.
Beadley.
Whatever you put on the prompter, Burgundy will read. That's how I feel. But we want to hear from you. Do you actually believe in these Buccos? Give us a ring, 412-928-9370. We'd be happy to talk to you about that coming up next. And then we've got a bunch from Steelers practice yesterday to dive into as well. It's all on the way. First, though, fam weather. Brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's the Chevy Summer Drive at Sun Chevrolet. Up to $7,500 in rebates. Terms and conditions at sunchevy.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.